I love to get gifts. Who doesn't? I especially love Valentine's Day gifts. All that love and chocolate. So when a certain little subby tells me he has something special for me, naturally I'm excited. I make sure I dress the part. Red satin corset, black stockings, and wickedly high heels. Not forgetting the weapons-grade perfume. I find it so useful for stupefying subbies. When I walk into the room, I feel like squealing with delight at seeing my gift. Of course I don't. I'd never give myself away like that in front of a sub. And there it is. My Valentine's Day gift. Lying in the middle of the floor, all wrapped up and ready for me to enjoy. Well, when I say wrapped, I'm referring to the shackles binding its feet and wrists together as it lies face down on the floor. It's also wearing the most adorable ball gag, red of course, and the red satin ribbon around its neck is a particularly pretty touch. I feel a fluttering of excitement in my belly as I kick its knees a bit further apart. And it makes a sort of noise. A sound in its throat, I think. I stand there, admiring the Valentine's heart, drawn in red lipstick at the base of its spine. The point of the heart indicating the precise spot where my strap-on should go. As if I needed directions. Now, usually I'm very slow and careful with my strap-ons, even with the smallest one, because I want my subbies to enjoy the experience too. But what the fuck? It's Valentine's Day. That means this one's for me. I make a big thing about lubing up my strap-on, making sure Subby can hear the sound of the gel being slathered along its length, and I kneel down behind him. His breathing's already becoming a little short. In fact, he's almost panting. I don't like that. It seems to me that he's getting a little ahead of himself. I pull his head back with my left hand, pulling it hard enough to make him grunt with pain, arching his neck back, and lower my face towards his. Silly subby. He thinks he's going to be kissed, and strains his face towards me, his eyes bright with anticipation. I slap him sharply across the face with my right hand, and then again, just to make sure I have his attention. Lower your eyes, I snap at him, and I'm gratified to see him obey. I push his thighs even further apart, knowing how uncomfortable his position already is. He annoyed me with that assumption of a kiss. I take off the strap-on and toss it aside, making sure Subby can see it from his position. I know he hears me fumbling with the harness as I replace the strap-on. Yes. He knows I'm replacing it, but he doesn't know with what. I sit back on my heels and admire the 9 inches of stiff black rubber jutting out from my slim hips. It contrasts beautifully with my red corset. And begin the lubing process all over again, noting as I do so the thickness of the dildo, the blunt roundness of its head. I'm going to enjoy this. I'm almost drooling in anticipation. But remembering my manners, I begin the process of getting Subby ready to receive me. I tease him a little first, with light dabs of my fingertips on the outer rim of his arsehole, occasionally stabbing him with one long finger, occasionally probing deep inside him with two, and tickling his prostate, causing his already hard cock to stiffen even more, working the lube into his tight hole, stretching, tantalizing. When I think he's ready, okay, really when I'm more than ready, I position the head of the strap-on at the entrance to his arse. I hear him gasp through his gag, and I pause. I wait until he exhales again and push suddenly, just far enough to enjoy the sight of his sphincter being stretched, invaded, violated. I push again and the strap-on slides in an inch. I did a good job with that lubrication. Subby makes a little noise in his throat. I like that noise. I make him make the noise again. Wondering what other delicious noises Subby might make, I give one hard thrust and impale him on the full length of the dildo, ramming all 9 inches into the hilt. He makes a very interesting noise then. I think he likes it. I know I do. I begin to slide the strap-on steadily in and out of Subby's exquisitely tight hole, loving the slurping, sucking sound it makes, relishing the variety of sounds coming from Subby's gagged mouth. I reach down and seize his hard, throbbing cock in my hand, squeezing savagely. The sound he makes then makes me laugh out loud. I start to fuck him faster and faster, losing all interest in the sounds he makes, intent on my own pleasure, my own satisfaction. Through the blur of lust, I see drops of moisture drip from his face, not knowing or caring whether it's sweat or tears. My own sweat runs in rivulets between my breasts, my thighs, adding to the moisture from my cunt. Subby seems to be whimpering as I grab his hips, pulling him back onto the strap-on, jabbing him unmercifully now as the orgasm overwhelms me. I reach down again, grabbing his balls viciously, feeling him buck beneath me from shock. Now I smile to myself as I hear his muffled cries, as his cock spurts convulsively against his belly, and wait for his breathing to return to something like normal. I still smile, because I know that Subby thinks it's all over now. That's what he thinks.